Okay, we learned yesterday that the Gemara said there's a difference. Yesterday we learned there's a difference between Zeitzim v'Anavim and other fruits. That Eisef Nisabah Mishum Allah Ella Ala Yaitzim and Zeitzim v'Anavim. That there's a difference between Zeitzim v'Anavim and other fruits. That Isurei Ola apply. And Tosis brought that it's not only Isurei Ola but Dini Bikurim don't apply only by Zeitzim v'Anavim and Truma. The Pasha Truma applies by Tirish V'Yitzar, does not apply by other juices. Now this chilek has ramifications all over many areas of halacha. The difference between Zeitzim v'Anavim and all other fruits. In Hilchos Shmita, the same thing. That on Shmita, where you have to use your fruits in the optimum way, you're not allowed to waste keres of Shmita. So on the Shemitah year, you're allowed to squeeze the grapes and the olives to get their juice, but you're not allowed to, if somebody wants to squeeze the juice out of figs or dates or whatever else, that's not the derech. So those things, it would be considered wasting the fruit to squeeze it for its juice. Only Zeitzim v'Anavim are mutter and nothing else. So on Shemitah, the Kula, that Zeitzim v'Anavim, you're allowed to squeeze the grape for its wool, for its grape juice, or for its wine, it's not considered a waste. Because Zeitzim v'Anavim is considered the most normal way of using it. That's what I want to talk about. There's nothing that can be used for Shabbos. On Shabbos, it's a malach of schita, of squeezing. And the issus chita min atayra is only on Zeitzim v'Anavim, says the Shulchan Aruch. Only on Zeitzim v'Anavim, which are routinely squeezed, because Zeitzim v'Anavim are things that are normally squeezed. But shar peiros that are sometimes squeezed, it's mutter min atayra. But Rabbanan, there's an issur even on shar peiros that are sometimes squeezed. So from Aruch it says peiros that have never squeezed for their juice, it's mutter l'chatzila. Even l'halacha l'mais, it's mutter. Right? One of my kids was once squeezing watermelon. Kids always squeeze watermelon, but right. So somebody at the table said that's chita. That's not chita. You're allowed to squeeze watermelon on Shabbos for watermelon juice, even if you really want the watermelon juice, because it's not a normal fruit to squeeze. The issur Torah is only Zeitzim v'Anavim. The issur the Rabbanan is tusim very minor, things that are sometimes squeezed, and things that are never normally squeezed, that's even with the lamais. Why did the Hesber, what is the gather of the difference between Zeitzim v'Anavim and everything else? Yes?
When you say normally squeezed,
not sometimes squeezed,
but
in the business of the
people,
no, I mean, society, it's not
the pleasure.
That's the wooden matter. No, it doesn't depend on the individual, does it? We're talking about the ma'aseh, so it doesn't matter if you can eat it or not, right? Because here we're just talking about the status of the Jews, whether that's considered a ma'aseh chita, a normal ma'aseh malach. As we said, the Torah speaks in a normal way. That's a shino, that's something. See, actually, there's a machlokes rishayim as to the geder hadvarim. Yesterday I mentioned to you the Rosh in Brachis, which Rishash brings, who says basically that the reason Shar Peiros, the juice of Shar Peiros doesn't have the din of the pri, he talked about the fact that it doesn't have the taste of the pri, which is the Rosh we said yesterday. The Rosh, of course, was not talking about Shemitah. The Rosh was talking about Hilchos Brachis, and talking, and the Rishash applied it to Hilchos Ola, that the criteria of juice depends on what has the Tama Pri. Since juice doesn't have the Tama Pri, like the disciple explained, Therefore, it doesn't have to be the hour. I, Zaytsev, and Avim do. So, Pashas, that's just the Zerat. That's the Rosh Hashit. The Rajba learns totally different than everything we said yesterday. Everything we said yesterday was based on the Rosh, on the Rishash and the Middle Rosh. The Rajba Shita is that it depends on what's normal. The reason Zaytsev and Avim are different is that Zaytsev and Avim, it's normal to squeeze. And everything else, it's not normal to squeeze. It's the Rajba Shita. The Chazanish is Mesopic. According to the Rajba, things would change based on the society that you're in. And the example that the Chazanish brings is oranges, tapuzim, which today is squeezed. More oranges are squeezed than oranges that are eaten. And it's certainly the Derech as much as Eitzav HaNavim. The Chazanish is Mesopic if it changes. If it will change according to the Rajba, this man is there. Well, be the nafkamina, bad oranges, would be a lot of nafkamina. First of all, it would be treated direct on Shabbos to squeeze an orange. Second of all, that's a chumrah. Second of all, would be a kula. Then on Shemitah, you'd be allowed to make oranges out of oranges. And presumably, it would be a nafkamina for brachas, perhaps also. Then it should be a bar priya. It's normal, according to the rash. The Jews. What? Chazanish yesterday talked about pureeing something, right? He says, hey. Here he talks about, it's in the same piece in Mamek Gimel Hay, he talks about if it's something which most people would squeeze, if that's enough of a, enough to change the halacha. And he's a suffix, he has a suffix, l'maisa. Kashi has a second step to the suffix. Even if you'll say that it does change, it's traveling, it doesn't depend on each city. Say one community is normal, one community is not normal. But is it one rule for the world? Yeah. It just is pretty much international. I think, I don't know, do they drink? I don't think they, do they drink in a strong much oranges or something? Okay, so it could be, for whatever reason, but if the mice, that is Sophic. He doesn't pass the Rav Chaim Pinevsky in the Shana Alachas Paskins, that it's enough that the Diyadah, if you made an eight on oranges, that you ate. Eight
size
is such a big Kiddush, but the
eight size is more
chashuv,
but after
the squeeze.
Oranges is
more chashuv if you squeeze it.
Eight and olives have more of a shiva after the squeeze.
Compared to oranges. Could be. Then there will be a white cloak. Those are two sudden. Two sudden are whether it's a white cloak or not.
Oranges is worth more than
oranges. See, Leah, you mean it went up and it went up and.
Oranges doesn't actually work. That's more value than
juice. I'm not sure that's so.
But who's just an orange? That's less value than juice.
If you're a farmer and you have an abundance of oranges, if you can sell them all with oranges, then the market is going to plummet because there'll be so many oranges that you can't market them. You can have a lot of oranges that are worth money. If you don't have customers to them, you have only two choices, either to let them rot or to lower the price.
Those farmers are turning to juice,
I'm not sure. There's another thing I'm not sure about, which Vasilish doesn't talk about. Fact is that today, juice oranges are different than regular oranges. You know, the juice oranges that they grow for orange juice is grown differently. They breed it, and it's not totally different, but it's a different kind of orange. But anyway, this is what he says. Now, yeah.
According to that, did you have to make the juice oranges? The orange itself?
The orange itself, I think, would always be high. I don't think it would ever not be high, unless it would be spoiled. But as long as it's the normal thing to eat it, I don't think it would ever change. The grape sauce. This is the thing. The thing that you really should know is the Machlokes the Rosh and the Rajba, which is is what the significance of different mashkin is. It's based on the Rajba, it's on the Derech. And the Rosh says something to do with the taste, which without the Without the stipla, I wouldn't understand the Rosh. What does the Rosh mean? Juice doesn't have the taste of food. Without the stipla, I wouldn't know what it means. But there's one other thing. Avagavi Truma. Taisa said that this din applies also to Bikurim. He actually brought it from Gemara Cholin. Pre-Primid Bikurim, Bikurim and Truma. Well, Bikurim accepts Tirash V'yitzah. There's a Briska Chumra, comes from the Briska Rav, as opposed to some Briska Chumras which don't. The Briska Rav had a Chumra. He didn't pass it this way, but it was a Chumra he was making himself. I think anybody with an Israel knows that if you go into a store and you purchase food, so you're not sure if they put Trumas and Maestras, so you separate Trumas and Maestras on your own. There's a Nusach that you say, you cut off a small piece, you throw it, you play it, right? There's a whole, there's a little bit that you throw out. What happens if you go into a store and you buy a cup of oranges, they squeeze oranges for you, you buy a container of oranges, and you're not sure if the Hechsher covered the Trumas and Maestras or not. So Pashtus, what you do is the same thing. You take out the Nusach, you say the Nusach, you pour off a little bit, you place it in the tent, and the whole Nusach should apply to orange juice as well, and to carrot juice, or to anything that you do with the juice that doesn't have a head. Comes to Biskarov, he says, no. If you're going to buy juice that has a Hechsher, and you're not comfortable with the Trumas and Maestras, there's no answer for you. Because we're the Mayit Mashkin from Arla, Bikurim, and Truma. So you can't take Truma from Mashkin. It's a mirror. The Torah is a Mayit except the Torah of Tirish and Yitzhak. We learn out to be the Mayit or Mashkin from the Parsha of Truma. All May Paris is this Mayit from the Parsha of Truma. So if you go into a store and you don't trust them for the Asher, you have to separate the Trumas and Maestras before they squeeze the orange. Once they're going to squeeze the orange, you're going to be stuck, because once it becomes juice, that's the meal. Just like there's no olive on juice, and there's no bikurim on juice, there's no truma on juice. You can't separate truma from juice. So if you can't separate truma from juice, so then you're stuck. You're stuck. There's no exit. So if I say, he never thought that the din tevel does apply, it's only this man from the parish of Truma. What do you hope? Well, there was a way to do it, but at this state, it's too... This is a Briska Chumra that Stambach brings to shame that the Briska Rav held with this Chumra. He brings it because Chazanish said it's okay. It's separate Minayu Bay. Separate oranges on juice, you can't. But from the juice itself, he held that you could. What? Why is it not mahalacha? It's a good question. Why is it not mahalacha? So it could, but I'm not sure. It could be that the juice has two parts to it. That's the juice. It has the part that comes from the fruit. So it could, I don't know, it could be, like Rav Sholem was saying, that we'll understand that if you remind the parsha of Truma from the juice, so manafshah. If it has no parsha of Truma, you can eat it. If it has a parsha of Truma, I'll stop it. Elamai, you're worried that the juice itself has no parsha of Truma, but there's something from the fruit that's in the juice. So whatever from the fruit is in the juice, I should be able to separate it, you know, from it itself. But I'll compare it, not necessarily connected. It depends how you understand. I don't think the Briska Rav is a serious disciple. With the disciple, you can maybe answer. But the question is not the Zei B'Alma part, but the juice part. The Pasha of Tevel applies. I think that's the question. Can you say Truma doesn't apply and Tevel does apply? Okay. Just for a minute, the previous Taisus, Prat La'ichel Chel of Chai. Prat La'ichel Chel of Chai, Taisus said, Hadam of the Giranasha, Acha Tzipa Tzahiru Bechayeha of the Chalshu. That means Bechayeha means you take a live bird and you put it in your mouth. Ochot tzipa tahir b'chaya. Sounds disgusting, right? And it's also shaktu. But b'nisasa b'kazayis. So if you eat it tahir b'chaya, the shir is a kosher. Because you eat the whole barrier. Well, what do you mean? Eating a live thing? That's shalai kederach. That's place is kasher. This is no shani oikshu rach b'chazimun b'chashu kederach ha'na'asai. It's a derech. A chazimun said he could eat it raw. So, so we may let Shayach to be Mechayev. Yeah? That's better. Seems to be alive and raw, yeah. This is saying that. That's funny what Tyson says. That derech achilasa to eat alive, a small live bird, to eat it alive. This is a taste good, that tastes good, because it won't.
How
often
do you have
it
in
a chai? No, in a chai normally the eva came off the chai. And now you have the eva. The eva is already a piece of meat. You can cook it, you can do whatever you want with it. But taste seems to say that if you would have a kind of bird, which you would eat raw, as raw meat, the fact that it happens to be alive doesn't take away from the hachilasa. In the 60s, it was a start, it was a mishagat to eat raw goldfish. Live goldfish, I mean. Right? It was a college thing, part of the revolution of the 60s. Raw goldfish. So what happens? I mean, if sushi is good, what's the problem? Raw fish is good. Eating it alive is not a problem. I don't think you appreciate what that's saying. Can I ask you a question? If I stand on my head and I eat, is that shalai kederach achila? Okay, so that's kederach achila. So I'm eating, right? So if I take, let's say it would be normal to eat a goldfish uncooked. I take it alive, I pull it out of the water, and I swallow it alive. Is that shalai kederach achila? This taste is saying that no, it's not. As long as the food is normal to eat raw, the fact that this thing is still alive and you're swallowing it, that doesn't change it. Goldfish doesn't eat shchita. That's what it's trying to do. It's not an iser. Here we're talking about the method iser. The question is not the shir. The point is, it's considered kederach hanasa. No taste to say, I guess taste to say. Finished. Second part here to taste this. Hagar v'chagetz rabba. Dab shadishlei eidei arva alav. Parach abayim v'hadit tanya hikfas adam v'achlai. Listen carefully. Somebody, it says that if you have dab shadishlei, you cook blood, then there's no such thing as eating cooked blood. Parach abayim tanya hikfas adam v'achlai. Hashem v'chachel v'gabai, chayim. So there it says, that your chayiv, if you melt it and you swallow it, umishani kapet, kashik fabor, kashik fabakam. If you melt it in the sun, that's shalai kederach. If you melt it in a fire, that's the derech. If you have to have a sarapai, mishabrais, let's go to kashani. Like this. Hitvet adam bechama. If you cook the blood in the sun, that's a chel of boor, di bechama chayiv, chayiv upasim. What's he saying? There's such a thing that cooked blood is, there's nothing which like a derech. Cooked blood is no derech because it's not roivim is derech. Only dama roivim is derech, you're over, not dama shen roivim is derech. What about chela? So he says, if you're going to cook chela in the sun, it's like a derech. So how can it say, it's a chela begam echayiv? It's a chela begam echayiv. So, could that be talking that you cooked it in the sun? No, that would be shalai kederach. It must be talking that you cooked it in the fire. Follow? Yeah. So let's say that if you cook chaylev in the sun, then you'll like to do a chachilu when you eat it later. That make sense? But it's nothing to do with the sun. Then if I cook it in the fire and I don't cook it well, it's the same thing. But the chanun is much more on this taste. The taste is the same, the second hepatitis. That if you take chaylev, if you cook it on the fire, you're chayiv. If you cook it in the sun, you're potter. That's shalai kederach. Why is that shalai kederach? Why is it Shalei Kederech? Shalei Kederech means, how does it come out? How does it come out? If you cook it in the sun, it comes out good. So it comes out good. You should be Chayyid, it should be Kederech. What?
Is that true?
Is that Metzius true? If you cook these in the sun, do they come out different than you cook them on the fire? If yes, then they're right. I don't know. We don't live in a place where we can cook things in the sun, but
why by Shabbos
because you remember on Shabbos we said a shina in the pool is also a shina in the hat, even it's just not normal to cook it in the sun. The sun is not fire. The Mishnah says the sun is not fire. I imagine for the first 1500 years after the Mishnah was printed, people learned the Mishnah, the sun is not fire. It doesn't make sense. Sometimes you learn the Gemara, right? It says a physical fact, and we know it's not so. So I think for more than 1500 years, they learned the Mishnah, the sun is not fire. What do you think the sun is? Malos or something. And nowadays we know that the sun is not fire. We need oxygen to burn a fire. The sun is... the sun is all nuclear energy. Right? It's the Mishnah Be'ah. The Mishnah says that cooking the sun is not cooking in fire. Yeah. One of many Gemaras which look like a Pella. And someday, you know, you come along, you find out that, you know, they knew Baruch HaKadosh 2,000 years ago. How do they know the sun is not fire? I don't know. How could they know that the sun is not fire? Right? At any rate, this is Tosis. So the first half and second half of Tosis give us two different impressions. The first half of Tosis gives us the impression that if you eat a living thing, that's Kederech, because for Maisa, when it goes down your throat, it's the same as any raw meat. So who cares if you put it in a lot? The second half of Tosis says that if you cook Chelev in the sun, that's like Kederech Achima. Even though it seems that when it goes down, it tastes the same. So I'm going to buy a trail with this. It seems to be a little bit of a problem in Tyson. Okay, let's go on to the Gemara. Amar Abayah. Hakel Leidim Bekalei Akarem Shalaykin Alayim Atele Shalaykin Derech Hanasam Maitai Mosh and the like Sivu Achiva. Now what's Abayah say? Klayim Kalei Akarem. You have wheat that's growing in a vineyard. You get Malkish Shalaika Derechana. Why? Mishum the light sibuhu achila. What does that mean, Mishum the light sibuhu achila? Anybody?
It was
not
Dafke eating in any other way.
The word achila is Mashka Dafke eating, and not with a shim.
It's a matter of eating.
So here, since it doesn't say achila, so therefore. Therefore what? Shalei Kederech Achila Yechayim. What about Shalei Kederech Hanoah? What about Shalei Kederech Hanoah and Kalei Kerem? Shalei Kederech Hanoah and Kalei Kerem. Shalei Kederech Hanoah, son. It sounds Shalei Kederech Hanoah, right? How do we learn? We learned that Shalei Kederech Hanoah is potter because it's Chatzishir, because it's a Shinoi. So what's going on here? Kali Akarem, they can only have to look at my time is like Sibu Achila. So how do you see from that you get Malkus if you do it as Shinoi, or you get Malkus and Chatzi Shia? People have a problem, no? So if I sell it to a guy, you have an arm, normal hand arm. The Shema said that. This has to be a case of Hanar that we're pattering. There's another question. What does a bayah mean? Does a bayah mean, clear a bayah two ways. Clear a bayah, that you get punished Shalai Kederech because there's no meat. There's nothing to do in the marriage, Shalai Kederech. In other words, there's nothing to tell you your partner, so maybe you're chayav. Or else, you can learn Pshat Nevaya that the fact that the pasuk said it in a strange way, that's a gimli that you're chayiv. In other words, there's a gimli akroah to be mechayiv. You follow different things, two ways to learn? The first way to learn is that you're chayiv because there is no pasuk, so remember you're chayiv. The second way to learn is, no, we have a pasuk that teaches you you're chayiv. Two ways to learn a bayah. How do you understand that bayah? Is it that it just doesn't say achilah, and then yachayim? Or is it, no, Torah is something strange. It didn't say achilah, that's a giloy. That's a riboy to be machayim. So if you look at Rashi, Rashi seems to learn, Rashi kalei akarim, that's not a shariboy. Rashi, ksiv petikna shamalaya, dimash molay ta'anam imenu, elatis rafenu, pen lafu. I think that the pasuk is saying it. Says pen tuk dash amalaya, which is mashma, you can't have any anar ela tisrafen. It's a gibli of the pasuk. It reveals to us that a chiddush, a rebuy to be mavish like it era. Anything outside of burning is awesome. Which is the second way. That there's a rebuy in the pasuk to teach it. If it's a rebuy in the pasuk, so then I will first catch it from there. The question is, how do you see Yechayim HaShalek HaDerech HaNoah? How do you see that? I have Chatzis Shir, it's a Shinoi. Terence says, you're right, it's Chatzis Shir, it's a Shinoi. But there's a Reba, Pesuk D'Shamalaya, there's a Reba in the Pasuk. Abai is saying, we have a Gilei Akro, which is Ma'arba to us, that Shalek HaDerech HaNoah, and Shalek HaDerech HaChilo, Chayim as well. Anything outside of burning, Yechayim for. And this is the way the word Pshat, Pshat in Abai is Chidish, that Kalei Akarim is Chayim, Shalek HaDerech HaNoah. Now, Meisvei. It is Meisvei, I hope you've learned it, it's very long, but it's really just one idea. Basa B'chalav. Meisvei, Izi Ben Yehuda Aymei. Minayim Basa B'chalav, Shuvasar, Nebekad, Kiyam Kadosh Asar. B'nei Mala Halon, Vanchei Kadosh Tiyam. Mala Halon Asar, Atkan Asar. Be'i Yalav B'achilav, Anam Minayim. How do you know that Basa B'chalav is even Asar Anam Rik? And then we have Kavachayim. They have many demutim for Bas B'chalav. Right? The three Bas Sevashals are the most famous. Because Rashi and Chumash brings it down. But here the Gemara has a different one. Kavachayim. Ma Allah Shalai Nebda Ba'adayla. Asura Ba'ana. Bas B'chalav Shalai Nebda Ba'adayla. Anything. She asked about Ba'ana. So how do you know Bas B'chalav is asked about Ba'ana? A Kavachayim from Arla. Now the Gemara shoots back. No. Ma Allah Arla. Shekei lo hez vay shasa kasher. Haki lo from Arba to Basa B'chalav. Arba never had a time that it was kasher. Tell me about the B'chalav shayis vay shasa kasher. The Tereth is Chavitz B'Pesach Yechiyah. We'll learn that from the combination of Arba and Chavitz. Shayi lo shasa kasher Basa B'Anah. So what are we doing? We're learning can help cut Basa B'chalav out of Arba and Basa B'chalav together. And Arba and Chavitz together. It's just that Arba and Chavitz are both Basa B'Anah. The same thing, but the B'chalav is also B'anah. I will say, Ma'alach Chametz B'Pesach, Shekein Anish Karis. It's Chomer anyway, it says Karis, and B'chalav B'chalav Shekein Anish Karis. There it is, Kalei Akerem Yechichu. So we have a third thing. We have now Arla, Chametz, and Kalei Akerem. Shekein Anish Karis, B'chalav B'anah. Period. So we have now, we're learning B'chalav B'chalav out of these three. Out of Arla, Basa B'chalav and Kalei Akerem, that are all three Yisurei Hanah. And so, and who had been, Arla, Shalai Nebda Ba'avera, which is also going to be Asa B'Hanah. Well, usually Yechichu, we don't understand that's dropping it off. You go straight out of Kalei Akerem. Usually when it's a Yechiyach, it means that we're learning out from all of them together. I'm not sure. What? Chametz alone, unless you call it Nebda Ba'avera, that you have Nebda Ba'avera.
The difference between Arla and Pesach is that in Kalei Akerem, that Arla always never had a Shas Kashur Chametz before Pesach had a Shas Kashur.
So that's what I'm saying. It depends if you hold the fact that you held on to it, the Vayirov Vayimatzei, to be an Aveira. So it could be. To me, it's, I'm not sure which way to learn. If to learn now, we'll learn Avol 3, which is the way I understood, or not. The more Dayak in the Rishonim, you get that. Rashi says, because I didn't. See Rashi Kaleya Kerem Yechichu? Third line, B'shchit Aschum Parah for Neymar Allah, they say, because I didn't. What's the title of B'chol HaPasim? Okay, and anyway, back to the Gemara. Then Isa Nifrach Malak Kaleya Kerem Shekhem, like an Alayim, a first like an Erechan Asan. If a bai is true, so you have a Pirchan Kaleya Kerem too. Shekhaya Kerem, you get punished like an Erechan So Shuan Abaya, how could Abaya say Kaya Kerem is different? And the Gemara of Abaya, Taima, Taima Basa B'chol HaShem, like the Gemara of Nerech HaNasa. Guess what? Also Basa B'chol HaVachila, Ksiva Bey. Now Abaya is saying the second Chiddush, that Basa B'chol HaVachila, you also get punished, it's also Asa Shalek Kedai HaNa. You also get Malka Shalek Kedai HaNa. Idach, what about the one who is the Kasha? Let's say no. Either come right to the Basa B'chol HaVachila, the Vela, and the Vela Dei HaNa, say, yeah, Basa B'chol HaVachila, I'll say no. So what are we coming away from this Kashin test? Abaya comes along with a chiddush in the parasha of Shalei Kedai Hanas. The chiddush is we have two things that are chayiv Shalei Kedai Hanas: klayim, kalei akeren, and basa b'chala. These two things are chayiv Shalei Kedai Hanas. That's Abaya's halacha. If we pass again the Shulchan Aruch, Chayiv Shalei Kedai HaNa. Now, there's a tremendous turmoil here over the Hilchos Basa B'chala, over the ramifications of this Gemara. The crazy of Placey, the Siman Pei Zion, comes along and asks, well, the Lachayla is a kasha that we should have asked. If you have a piece of trephis that's spoiled, it's spoiled, the problem. Is there any incident that to eat it? So we know you're allowed to eat it. Right? If you have basash and nisrach, basash and nevela, that's spoiled, so eating it is not an incident that so unless actually. But otherwise, buses that spoil, buses that are spoiled, it's always sterilized. Why? What's the hazard for problem? Right, we had that. And that's kapal on the base. What's the hazard for a double problem? Same way, lager. We say that the only time you're not eating the and traces is lager shabba shalacha to nera, if you're willing to give it to a ger. You're not willing to give it, if it's not something you would give to a ger, it's mutter. That's true? I have a different heter. What's the other heter? Spoiled meat. What's the other heter? Spoiled meat. Shaitan Hafila, Shaitan Hanala. We have two parshas in Gemara that overlap. Is it the same thing? But then why do I need a pasuk of the Gash of the Shah Hafatit now? Not to be tell us that to be right again. If I already have a lemur, it's Shaitan Hanala's pasuk. And not only that, the crazy place he says, but if you look at the Rambam, when the Rambam lists a list of things, examples of Shalei Kedai HaNa, one example is Irav Bei Gav Amar, you put something bitter into it, and you eat it, that's Shalei Kedai HaNa. Another example is Nisrach, if it becomes spoiled and eat it. So the Rambam has Pogum as examples of Shalei Kedai HaNa. So we have two parshas in the Torah that overlap each other. Parsha Shalei Kedai HaNa, the parsha of the Gash of Sharecha. What's going on? They overlap. They're exactly the same limud from two different places. What's the difference between them? The fact that if something spoils, you're allowed to eat it now, I have two makaris for it.
How do I know that it's spoiled meat for
itself? How do I know that it's spoiled meat? So that, I need to tell you the Veil of Mutabana. But to tell me that a double pogum is cloud, that a double pogum is Mutab, is Dana Ray Lager, that means what I don't need.
That means it's only on Dasani?
That means on anything.
So that's
But what I need it for, I show it to the Hanoi anyway. Anything spoiled, I show it to the Hanoi anyway. What it tells us is that the Veda, that's spoiled, is not, is the verse of Achila, right? It's not. So the Kresi of Plaisi is Mechadesh. He says the two sugyas argue. You're right! The sugya that says Eilu Lai Lager is going like the Lishna Kama of Agamara. That holds there's no such thing as Shalek Derech Hanar. Only Shalek Derech Achila. But the Halacha, we don't paskin like that sugya, Avgeir Sheva Sherecha. We paskin Shalei Kederech Hanar Beheter. And we don't paskin the whole idea of pogrom. The whole parsha of pogrom is mutter. You know why pogrom is mutter? Only for one reason. Because of Shalei Kederech Hanar. And he says, if you look in the Rambam doesn't bring down the Gemara of Einu Reu Megeir. The Rambam only brings down that Bosa Sarach, if you have Nevela that spoiled its mother, because of Shalei Kederech Hanar. So the crazy place is Mechadesh. And guess what? The Halacha, we don't pass like that whole sugya of Einu Reu Megeir. And something spoiled, you know why something spoiled its mother? Only because it's Shalei Kederech Hanar. It's finished. Is there enough to mean in this? The devil problem is mutter because of Shalei Kederech Hanar or because of Einu Reu Megeir? Well, tell me not to mean this. Tell me not to mean this. What? True, and yet it's not to mean it. Is there enough kamina if the heter is because it's Shalei Kederech Hanar or because Einu Reu Megeir? It's right in front of your face, you don't see it. The crazy place he wants to, it's like a bomb. Crazy place he says, you know what? At Basa B'cholav there's no heter of problem. You know why? Because the whole heter of problem is Shalei Kederech Hanar. We don't pass in any way again. Then after the problem is because Shalei Kederech Hanar, so therefore you should know you start with Hilchos Basa B'cholav. That by Hilchos Basa B'cholav, there's no heter if it becomes spoiled and it's pogum. There's no such heter of because Basa B'cholav Shalei Kederech Hanar is asher. And therefore, even if a piece of Basa B'cholav, once this Basa B'cholav becomes spoiled, it's still going to be asher b'hanar. That's the chiddush, tremendous chiddush of the crazy place. Now, by Basa B'cholav, there's no heter of pogrom.
What happens to Asheray?
The Rosh, Asheray would always apply. You're Masheray with Achila, so Asheray would apply. But we're talking now without Asheray. By Basa B'cholav, we're saying now, even if it's not Asheray, if you're taking it as a medicine, we said it's not called Asheray. So let's say you take Basa B'cholav as a medicine, you say Shalei Kederech Hanar, wrap it in a tissue, so the crazy place he holds, there won't be a heter. It's only, it could be a heter for Nevela, you have a heter for Treva, but not for Basa B'cholav. Basa B'cholav is an Isser with Shalei Kederech Hanar Yechayev, which means that a buyer is saying that there's no heter or problem by requesting a crazy place. He says you don't. What are you going to ask for? You're trying a different drasha. I don't know. Maybe that's someone else suggested. I never worry about that. You know, I can't figure out all the drashas to come up. But you look at the drasha and you'll find some other there. Because maybe Achilah said that. So by these two, by Basbada Karakarim, which don't have the heter of Shalei Kederech, the crazy place he says this finish, that there's no hetter problem. Yeah.
What we mean like the reason of Shogadash is just because of the Rambam? It's only even like
the battle. It's his raya. He holds that way up his svara because he has to see the two Gemaras.
Why should he take the
Oh, so that's because of Rambam. Rambam brings our Gemara, or Shalai Kedara. So that's why it's this one over the other. But, it's a big Chiddush. Which Makar Chaim? Chatzat, yeah. He brings it in the Bibi, yeah. But you hear the crazy place? Aren't you all excited, jumping out of your seats, like, you know, there's no head to a program by Rosh HaBakala? It's like, mind-boggling. Most of us don't have Rosh HaBakala in the house anyway, but it's a tremendous Kiddush. I could confuse you by telling you how much of a Kiddush it is, but I don't know if you said that. But the crazy place you hold, program is a head to a Shalei Kedar Hanah, and the Mela, and the Me'ilah doesn't apply to Bas B'chol. That's the this Mechidish is basically playing. 1-4. Why? See, that's one thing. It's rare that you have Bas B'chol and B'chol that have to be cooked together, right? So, that. Yeah, you pour a hot challenge into a garbage with his cheese. Not blue, it's only special. It's special.
I
was
thinking more than the
one cleaning out the kitchen happened. I don't think the leaving creation will be very official as the column. It's going to be theoretically possible to have a visible above the column. If in your house you ever pour a hot challenge straight into a garbage can, it's going to spoil. And you're going to pour it into the garbage, or gravy, you're going to pour that into the garbage, and there happens to be some cheese in the garbage, because theoretically it's possible, you're pouring some straight into the cremation onto the cheese. You're flushing the garbage can, what flush the garbage can? Usually people don't pour hot things into the place, the garbage can. Anyway, this is the crazier place's Kiddush Gadol, the Chumrah obviously, that there's no heter of pogrom by Bas HaBechala. He says that's why we find that in the Ramah that there's an Isser to use certain type of ashes that had Bas HaBechala mixed in. They used to use it for shampoo. It was ashes from the community oven. And the guy who cooked it, and the ashes had Bas HaBechala mixed, and they would take this ash and mix it with water to make a shampoo. Shampoos were made that way. And the Ramah says no, he uses it. The crazy place says, what do you mean? This Bas HaBechala is full of ash, it's all pogrom. Right? They didn't look for Bas HaBechala. They went to the oven and they scraped off the bottom all the ashes and they made shampoo. So who cares about Bas HaBechala in it? It's all pogrom, it's mixed with ash. The crazy place says, no had to have pogrom by Bas HaBechala. So that's why the Ramah asks. This is the sheet of the crazy place. The Chavos Baz brings down the crazy place. It's in a cook gibble, fifth cut nama. And he disagrees. I think anybody who thinks on a crazy place he would tend to disagree because it's just a very big Kiddush. And one of his rayas to disagree, he says if you look in the Medayot in the Lashon HaRambam, Rambam says the following. You have to follow careful. He says that by Kol Yisur Shabbatayra, Shalei Kedarech is Mutter. And the Rambam gives three or four examples. One example is Irid Davamar, if you mix in something bitter. One example is if it's very hot. If it's so hot, it burns your throat. And you take it that way, it's also Shalei Kedarech. One example is Nisrat, if it spoils. I think the last example is Chayav Chai, the Gemara, Yid Ruach. So all those things, the Rambam says, Shalei Kedarech, it's Mutter B'Shar Yisur. Then the Rambam says, Avo B'Bas HaBechala, Shalei Kedarech Hanah is Asur. And he leaves it, when he goes through his examples, of B'Bas HaBechala, Shalei Kedarech Hanah is Asur, he brings down the other examples, but he leaves out Nisrach. He says that, by Bas HaBechala, it's Asur, If you eat it very hot, it's osur, and if you eat it with a double mamik spin, it's osur, and if you eat it with raw, it's osur. But he leaves out this rat. But it's not his vice choice, that there are two heter. There's one heter of Eilu again, and one heter of Shalak Derech Achim or Shalak Derech Hanan. I will ask, why do I need both? Right, by the Zayla, why do I need two heterim? So it's Derech Achila and Eilu Lev again. Heter in the way you read it. Call it a heter in the Maiso, a heter in the Gavra. Heter in the way you read it. But the Chetzer is still Chetzer B'Yisura. The Chela is still Chela. If you need a raw, you have a heter in the way you write it. The din of Eilu Roi Legrer is a heter in the Chetzer, that it becomes heter. So when you have meat of Nevel that becomes spoiled, it becomes heter. It's a Chetzer the Hetera. It becomes heter. That's a heter because of the way you're eating it. It becomes heter. My nafkamina. Who says it becomes heter if you have a heter that you eat it? Says no, nafkamina will be that you're going to mix, if you're now going to fix it. You're going to put in your sugar to it, you're going to add something to it that will make it sweet and make it edible. So then the heter of Shemaika Derech Hanah falls off. If you have something that's not edible, and you make it edible, so the heter shleiker derech hanah falls off. But the heter of Eilu Roi Legrer, once it became heter, once it became Eilu Roi Legrer, and your chayzer misakir, you fixed it. So that since it became a chesed d'atayra, it remains heter forever. So if you add something sweet to it, it still remains heter. Okay? So the Chavis Da'a says there are two different atayrim. One heter is a heter Shemaika Derech Achila, which is in the way you eat it, not a heter in the chesed. And that's the heter of Shemaika Derech Hanah. And the Eilu Roi Legrer is a different heter. Eilu Roi Legrer means it becomes heter if it's not Roi Legrer. To the extent that if you chayzer of misakna, if you go back and you fix it, it remains heter. He holds your life fixer. It's now became heter. Once it became Eilu Roi Legrer. You're right. You're certainly possibly right. It's just the next step. It's that way it is, I think. Well, 1 second. I just want to, there's a lot of the Chavis Da'a do. Listen to what happened here. You have to appreciate what happened. You have two Gemaras. You have two Gemaras. And you have a split of two Gemaras, and you have now two Gedolim came along. One of them, from the two split of two Gemaras, went to a Chidistik of Chumra, and one of them went to a Chidistik of Kula. What happens? You have a split of two students, right? You have the Sigur of Eilu Roi Legrer, and the Sigur of Shalaki Derech Hanah. And they're friends with each other, right? So what do you do?
And he says, you have a steer to Gemara, you know what we're going to do? We say, this is not Medina. Right? This one's not Medina, and this one's Medina. That's an Aftonina. So it comes out, an Aftonina of Chum. In the crazy place, it comes out an Aftonina. That spark of a Kala. Disaster. Spark of a Kala, disaster. Why? Because the next possible color problem would be murder, but we don't pass it out. That's where you have a chilah, that's where you have a murder, that's what's the possible color. So we come out and ask him, you're a chilah, that's what the color is up. That's what the chilah. That's what the first place is. If I was that, he'd just be out. coming back today, you have a spiritual sickness. He said, no, you talk to my daughter. You talk to my daughter, that's an Al-Kamino, what do I need this? And Al-Kamino is, if you have something that's problem, the person makes me come. He said, something just spoiled, and then you go and fix it, you make it edible, if this will be awesome. Because Shabbat Shabbat Hachiva is when it's spoiled. If you make it good again, then it will be awesome. So therefore we have a second parsha, which we also passed in life, to be Mechadishah, no, Paul, if you write it again, it becomes tablet. Now the Chayza Rashichai, it remains tablet. Because this parsha tells us that this tells us that the chesed becomes effective as hayah. That the thing which became spoiled, it becomes hazard. It's not issue anymore. It also became hazard, it becomes a mashbicha, it remains hazard. That is the kula, which is only true because you pass it like this. Because the equation, it might be murder that if you open it and get up, let me stop the mashbicha, it's murder, because you don't pass it like this. So because you have a few of these the crazy place becomes in a very good Kiddush. That also the color problem is awesome. And because of the few of these things, the kind of God to make the two sugars needed, he explains that this teaches us a bigger kula than we knew before. That problem becomes in a speaker is nothing. So not only is also the color problem murder according to the kind of God, but also the color problem is the kind of idea is also murder. From the theory of two sugyas, the Kabbalah to crazy place, he took the opposite tradition away from it. He went down to crazy place, yes, and I like it to two sugyas. And he very well, it came out of Chumrah, because he said we only talked to like one sugya. And the Kabbalah, from the theory of two sugyas, said, no, we need it to teach us a new Chumrah. This is what comes out from the Machlaikis. Now, the Stifler, in his piece, a nice and time with it's a real piece. I'm only talking about the first two paragraphs. The first paragraph he brings down the crazy place in the Chabad. And in the second paragraph, he lists a kasha on the Chabad. Now this kasha is not a complicated kasha, but it seems to be like a bomb kasha. And I'd like you to look at it before tomorrow. You have to catch it for tomorrow too. And the problem is that I had is to understand why the kasha is not shrouded like crazy places. It's a very good kasha. It's basically shrouded like crazy places too. I'd appreciate if you take the time to take a look at it. I'll tell you ahead of time tomorrow. And it's funny that just Friday I spoke about Tibet Ave. But I have to take my father somewhere in the morning. I hope to sail back in here at about 11:45 and make it past this year. You know, I say to fly back in because I don't know exactly what time I'll be back. I'm from Manhattan, but I hope to be here in time. So don't get your hopes up if I'm not here yet.